Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Laura from Norton.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm on Bluetooth just so my daughter can say hi, and then I'll get off. Okay. Say hi, Olivia.
Hi. Hey.
Good morning, Olivia. All right, so as I understand it, Laura's a school teacher, and she is on her way to school right now. No kids yet, though, right?
Yes.
No, no kids yet.
So are they going to be coming when the school year starts? Are you starting remotely?
Yeah, no, they're coming on the 14th. I've got 11 coming in on the 14th, and then I have 7 coming in on the Thursday of that week.
Laura, they should pay you $1 million.
Yes, they should.
It's just not enough, whatever it is. It's just not enough.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Laura.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy is scarfing down a bagel, I think, or something at this point. She was hungry.
It's carb time.
Carbing up. She is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. And reminder, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing his first scripted series. It's a father-daughter spy series. There's no word on the title, network, or premiere date. Take a listen to this line from a classic Arnold movie. Take a listen to this.
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
What movie is that from?
Kindergarten Cop.
Question number two. The live-action Mulan remake hits Disney Plus on Friday. And how much are those crooks at Disney charging you extra on top of your subscription to Disney Plus to watch it?
$30.
Question number three. Actor Mark Harmon turning 69 today. He plays Leroy Jethro Gibbs on which show?
I have no idea.
Question number four. Joe Biden is selling new lawn signs, but they're virtual signs you can put on your lawn in the game Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Well played, Joe.
Which console is Animal Crossing played on?
Nintendo Switch.
Question number five. Giselle Bündchen once went to Patriots owner Robert Kraft and complained about how Bill Belichick was treating Tom Brady. She was mad that he wasn't treating him like the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history. Which country is Giselle from?
Brazil.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
All right, Laura. All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You got your carbs?
Oh, got my carbs.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Laura got 4 out of 5.
No!
Yeah, right?
Coming in hot.
Yes. These were tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? Here
I am.
We go. Yes. Question number one. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do his first scripted series. It's a father-daughter spy series. There's no word on a title, network, or premiere date yet. Take a listen to this, Kennedy, and then tell me what classic Arnold movie it's from.
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
That is Kindergarten Cop.
It's not a tumor.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Tied at one. Question number two. The live-action Mulan remake hits Disney Plus on Friday. And how much are those cooks at Disney charging you on top of your subscription to Disney Plus to watch it?
$29.99.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, that's 30 bucks. 30 bucks.
Yep. Tied at 2, question number 3. Actor Mark Harmon, turning 69 today. He plays Leroy Jethro Gibbs on which show?
NCIS.
3-2. Joe Biden is selling new lawn signs, but they're virtual signs you can put on your lawn in the game Animal Crossing New Horizons. Which console is Animal Crossing played on?
The Switch?
4-3, thank question you, number 5. Giselle Bundchen once went to Patriots owner Robert Kraft and complained about how Bill Belichick was treating Tom Brady. She was mad that he wasn't treating him like the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history.
She needs to take a seat.
And that question is written in incorrectly. She was asked to come in by Robert Kraft. Big difference to me. Damn. Which country is Giselle from, Kennedy?
Brazil.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Woo!
5-4. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but good news for you. I do have some tickets for you to go to the zoo. You'll get to pick. You've got a family 4-pack of tickets to the Franklin Park or Stone Zoo. You can check out Boston Lights at Franklin Park Zoo for an evening lantern experience.
That looks so cool. I want to go so much.
Make your reservation at franklinparkzoo.org. Laura, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Laura, and I'm from Norton, and I can't be Kennedy.
Love you, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You all right over there?
But man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Kalena from Manchester.
What up?
Hey.
Hey. Good morning.
Kalena just got a new puppy.
Oh.
Yay.
What kind? What kind of puppy?
Yeah. Great Pyrenees and Anatolian Shepherd mix.
I don't know what that is, but I want to put my face near its face.
He's a good boy.
Cute,
good boy.
I think, is the breed. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kalena?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Puppy's name is Charlie.
Charlie.
By the way, just so you know, Charlie bit my finger.
Oh, Charlie, still hurts.
All right, Kalena, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Robin Williams' wife, Susan, shared that doctors ordered them to sleep in separate beds before the actor tragically passed away. Robin played an iconic housekeeper role in this 1993 film.
I have no idea.
He dressed up.
That's before I was born.
He dressed up as an elderly woman who was a housekeeper.
Oh my god.
Mrs. somebody.
Mrs. Delphire?
Wait a minute. Who's that in the background? The puppy?
What's happening?
Puppy's talking. Question number 2. Bradley Cooper says he's been running a one-man preschool, joking that his daughter has swim class in the bathtub. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga teamed up for this song in the movie A Star Is Born that was a huge hit on the radio. Name that song.
The Shallow?
What?
The Shallow?
Question number 3. Ruth Bader Ginsburg officiated a wedding for a family friend in an outdoor ceremony over the weekend. RBG is a member of the highest court in the federal government. Name that court.
The Supreme Court?
I thought it was Night Court. No? Question number 4. Whoopi Goldberg urges Disney to build a Wakanda theme park in honor of Chadwick Boseman. Whoopi Goldberg is currently on which daytime TV talk show?
The View.
Question number 5. Monica and Brandy reunited for the first time in 20 years for the latest episode of Versus, where two artists battle against each other on Insta Live. Monica and Brandy had a smash hit 20 years ago. They actually argued about a guy. Name that song.
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I watched that, a little bit of that. It was all right. I watched it on YouTube, so it wasn't great because the audio's not.
Yeah.
It's like the production was kind of hard to
watch. It's in Tyler Perry's studios, though, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I just wish what I saw was on, you know, a little bit better production. Kalena got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okie doke.
Well, Kalena and somebody else, wherever she is.
Oh, Whisper's back there, got one.
Yeah. Who's with you, Kalena?
My girlfriend, Kaylee.
Okay. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Robin Williams' wife, Susan, shared the doctors ordered them to sleep in separate beds before the actor tragically passed away. Robin played an iconic housekeeper role in this 1993 film.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
'Twas a drive-by fruiting.
Tied at one. Bradley Cooper says he has been running a one-man preschool, joking that his daughter has swim class in the bathtub. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga teamed up for this song in the movie A Star is Born. It was a huge hit on the radio.
Hello.
Kennedy's favorite.
It's my favorite song of all time. Not, right under Old Town Road.
Not The Shallow, just Shallow. So close. 2-1. Question number three. Ruth Bader Ginsburg officiated a wedding for a family friend at an outdoor ceremony over the weekend. RBG is a member of the highest court in our federal government. Name that court.
The Supreme One.
3-2. Question number four. Whoopi Goldberg is urging Disney to build a Wakanda theme park in honor of Chadwick Boseman. Whoopi Goldberg is currently on which daytime TV talk show?
The View.
4-3. Question number five. Monica and Brandy reunited for the first time in 20 years for the latest episode of Versus. Monica and Brandy had a smash hit 20 years ago where the ladies argued over a guy. Named that song.
The Boy Is Mine.
Yes,
because the doggone.
Kalina, go listen to that song today. It will change your life.
Also watch Miss Doubtfire, please.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We appreciate you listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kalina from Manchester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Kaylee. Oh, now she can't hear me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.